how has this game affected your abilities? How do you think it's made you better at what you do? And then also, how has it affected your relationship? There's not a lot of people like you guys that do this.
I think there are a lot more. I keep seeing more and more husband and wife developers, which is pretty cool. But it's also really interesting.
That's a great question. Honestly, well, we usually work on other parts of the game at the same time. But yeah, there are some friction. There is some friction sometimes. but it's so much better than the other way. So, I feel like it's just working from home and working close to your partner is a huge plus.
Julia?
Let's see. I think we learned a lot from our last game. We did a game together a couple of years ago called Rope Rescue, and it was our first game making something on mobile and just, designing it on the computer and realizing all of the interface problems that mobile comes. I think that really helped us be better designers. And just learning from, playing some games and listening to and following a lot of other developers just go through their process of, good UI systems has really helped make this a much better game. It's interesting working with your friends and significant other. So far, so good.
Thank you for putting this in.
I'm sorry if I got you in the doghouse, buddy. I apologize.
No. I'm usually the one in the doghouse.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The thing is, I have a problem working on a... this is, it sounds a little weird, but I don't like working on tables and desks. Because for me, if I put the computer on a desk, then I feel like I'm working.
Ah.
And this is, I don't know why, this is just, it makes me feel like,
I'm the opposite. I need that separation, or else I come to the living room and I'm like, well, now I can work instead. I mean, I need that break.
So sometimes that kind of forces us to be physically apart. So Julia takes the small office over on the other side of the house, and I basically work on the couch. So close enough, but yeah.